Go! Gary trying to run, takes a hard fall.
Do you think I want to hire somebody that's white trash?
No. I say it as a joke sometimes.
I don't like it as a joke. You know what, Derek? You're fired.
This is tainted. I don't want it. Whatever it is you've given me, I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior.
Hi, I'm Dave Crane. Welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV. This episode is close to my heart because it's all about how to win a reality TV show, the ultimate branding tool. What would you do if you won, and which one would you win, and how do you do it, and how do you plan, and how do you guarantee to make money afterwards? All of that and more in this show. Stick around, Turbocharge Your Brand TV. So this show is all about reality TV shows. Now, I know more about it than many people because I've actually won one.
Who are you going to go for?
Number one.
I don't know.
Years ago, I won Blind Date, which was like the dating game. I won the Christmas show, was watched by about 14 million people. And when I came to Dubai, I was recognised by everybody because in those days, people used to video British television on Christmas Day and send the actual VHS, this is how old I am, over to their friends and colleagues and relatives in Dubai. So I got recognised by everybody on the other side of the world months and months later. Nowadays, reality TV is even bigger for every single aspect of your life. There's dating programs, there's programs all about cooking, there's business ones like The Dragon's Den, cooking in Hell's Kitchen, whatever business you're running, there's a reality TV show for it. And of course, there's your standard ones for those people who like to be on desert islands, Survivor, or even if you think you've got talent, and so on. American Idol, blah, blah, blah. Each one of them has its pitfalls, it has its success stories, but has even more, the bigger percentage of people who make complete idiots of themselves and they can never face reality of a public ever again. But if you get it right, you can seriously brand your business, brand yourself and become an overnight star and make millions. Not easy, but there is a way to work in it. I'm going to show you every single thing in this show.
The world has been watching this 47-year-old since her first appearance on Britain's Got Talent about 6 weeks ago. It's been viewed on YouTube around 100 million times. It's transformed her from unemployed church singer in a small Scottish town to a major international celebrity, a highly sought-after talk show guest, and she's even been mentioned on The Simpsons.
My dream is to become a great singer like Susan Boyle.
Okay, let's start the show all about the things that you need to be able to get onto your favourite reality TV show. Here's 10 things you need to know. Number one, ask yourself the question, why am I doing this in the first place? What is it that you're after? Are you after fame? Are you after fortune? Are you after glory? Do you want to prove to your friends it can be done? Or do you sit there frustrated watching everybody else thinking, I can do better than that? Work out what it is that you really, really want from this whole experience. Because just like taking the red pill or the blue pill in The Matrix or Alice in Wonderland, once you jump into the rabbit hole, you're opening up a whole new world that maybe you didn't really want in the first place.
Three lads, the season's greetings. We have Dave, Terry, and Tom. Woo!
Number two, when you've worked out what you really want, think of other ways of getting it. If you want money, can you earn it through other things? If you want to be famous, can you earn it through something else? If you want to prove you're an amazing singer, can you enter a local karaoke competition, or do you have to go on a national one where everybody's watching and you could end up, let's face it, with percentages, there's like 20,000 people go for your auditions and one winner, you could end up looking completely stupid and feeling demoralized for the rest of your life. There must be other ways of getting to be where you truly want to be without going on TV. Number three, once you've worked out what you truly want to be, I'm famous, I'm a great cook, I'm a great chef, I'm a great business mind, I'm a really funny guy to have around, I'm very talented and I can juggle, whatever it is, you have to work out the best TV show for you. It might be the one that everyone's talking about, or there might be a slightly lesser one that you could go on that you could actually win. Think about what you want. Do you want to be seen as the winner of, or do you want to be seen as somebody who participated in? Or do you just want the fun ride and the experience? The odds are, once you've been on one TV show, you might not be allowed on another one because they will perceive that you've already been on something else. So they want fresh faces that have no track record. So choose carefully. Do you want to go right to the top and get rejected? Or do you want to send out for a load of different shows and see what lands on your desk? Go for it. The great thing about it is nowadays, with digital email and so on, you can get straight to everybody's email and apply for loads of stuff. Just like a job interview. Number four, I'd ask yourself a real question. If you are watching this TV show that you truly want to be on, could you win it today? Do you look at the competition and sit there spitting your dinner out of the television going, you know what, I'm better than that. I could do that right now. If you could do, then that's a very good reason to go on. If you couldn't win it right now because you need lots of training, lots of resources, or maybe you're saying, well, in the perfect light, I could look as good as those models. Maybe you need to work on that perfect light. Because once you enter that whole process, the people selecting the entrants are going to make that snap decision very, very quickly. You have to be very talented, you have to be the kind of person they're looking for, and you have to be untapped potential, but the ability to go all the way. Which sounds rude, and in effect, what they'll do to you on that show is exactly what it will be. So work out if you are that good, or potentially that good. If so, step to the next stage.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Scylla.
Welcome to our Christmas blind date.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, I know what you do. Excited.
It is exciting.
I know what you do for a living. You describe yourself as an entrepreneur. What kind of stuff do you
I run my own business in marketing, sales and media production, doing a lot of different things. Basically, if you've got the cash, I can sort it out to make it happen. That's what
Number five, what's the entry process? Find out what you have to do to get selected. The odds are they're going to have lots of different heats. Some of them will make TV shows where they televise the heats. Some of them they do in secret and they only let you know who's on the actual show when it starts up. But it's the same process all the way through. Now, there are certain times of day when they do it, certain places in your country when they do it, and certain times of the year when they're building up towards a brand new season, generally about 6 months in advance, but it could be even longer or shorter than that. You need to work out exactly what the entry process is and get on top of it. Google it, contact the show, ring them up and talk to them. They get thousands of inquiries and they probably have a standard email to send back to you, which is no good to anybody. If you can, talk to a person, get a realistic answer about what to do next, keep the name and the details of the person, that's your contact. From there, the adventure begins.
Bella, bring me the freaking ticket!
Come on, Lori! Run!
Oh, yeah, run. You try to run up these freaking stairs.
I'm sorry. We didn't read it.
I sat there and told you to read the freaking additional information, didn't I?
Number six, and this is not going to seem like something you think you'd need for a reality TV show, but you need to have a support network. A support network of family, friends, work, people whose lives might be affected by you going on the show, or people who can be there to hold you up if you fail. Yes, you might not make it, and I know that you're thinking you should not have that in your mind, but what happens even if you do win is you end up sitting there having your dinner with your friends and family around you. They will always still be there, doesn't matter how famous you become, so you have to decide whether they're in with you. Best way to do is sound them out. How do they feel about it? Maybe they can give you some tips. Maybe they can't talk you out of it, but they can talk you into it. But whatever happens, get buy-in from as many people as possible. What you might find is that when you do it, the people at work might change their relationship to you. Clients might want to see you, or they might not take you seriously anymore. You need to have everybody's buy-in before you go to the next stage. But it's chicken and it's egg. Which one comes first? You'll have to decide.
I love your red suit. And I know a little secret that everybody else doesn't. I mean, your sister was on. Your sister Sam, yeah, a lovely girl, October, and she designed her own dress. Now, a little birdie tells me, did she design
this? Yes, thanks very much, Sam, for getting it done. Brilliant.
Oh, stand up. Let's have a look at quick twirl there. Look at that.
put with your sister on, unlike me on. It's like the most desperate family in like Britain, isn't it? With a dog and a budgie on next, I think.
Well, that can be arranged too. Blind Day can arrange anything. Enjoy the show tonight. Enjoy.
Number 7, when is your window? When is it that you have all the skills, all the abilities, and the freedom to go on a show like that? Does it have a number of different heats? Are you locked away on a desert island? Do you find that over the 2-3 months that filming is going to happen, the before, the during, and the after, you have to stay in a certain way? When I went on Blind Date, I had to be single for the entire time. Just think about it. If I was with somebody during that time, I wouldn't qualify for the show. If I met somebody during that time, I couldn't be on the show and date somebody else. What if they told the press I'd seem like a love cheat? Or even worse, on top of all that, imagine how they would feel afterwards when the show gets shown. Now that's going to be something that you have to deal with, but every single opportunity that you have that comes from that show will have an impact on people in the real world who will be looking at you. In many ways, the broadcast has a delay, so you have to think in 6 months, a year in advance, are you still able to turn around to people and say, yeah, that was then, but this is me now? If you don't know what it is, work that out too.
Okay, quiet, but everybody,
be quiet!
That's what is wrong with you.
But you're not.
Stop it! I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this! I was rooting for you! We were all rooting for you! How dare you!
Number 8. Now you've decided that you're going to go for this show, you've got to work out what is it that they want? What is your contribution to taking part in this show? They might want to work with you, but they might have no interest in what you have to offer. Every single show has a ratings game, which is why they get the money, they get the sponsors, they get the advertisers to put the money down for the show to happen in the first place. You have to be the poster child for that show. Don't try and break the mold. Don't hope that they'll bend the rules to fit in with you. You've seen enough episodes and series of the show to know what they're looking for. Be that person. Don't fight it. Be that person. Be their perfect person. Add new elements that are exciting for them and challenging for you, but keep it within those boundaries. If they think you're a serial killer, they're not going to have you working on a TV show unless it's about serial killers. Get the point? Exactly.
Stripping?
Was arrested.
Prostitution whore? You are f***ing gay? 19 times? Who you dick?
Number 9, work out your worst case scenarios. If it was all to go horribly wrong, you don't get picked. You do get picked, but you make a fool of yourself on the show. You go all the way to the very end and come second and miss out on the one big prize. Or even worse, you do win, but nobody cares. Nobody took you seriously. People didn't want to work with you afterwards. Could you handle this? Well, this is a big thing, and if you read behind every single TV show, especially ones like Big Brother, where it's all about the psychology of who you really are, they have psychologists working before, during, and after with every single person that goes on the show. Now, your show might not have that luxury. The amount of politicians who have lost their jobs by going on shows like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. There are people who are no longer considered to be credible actors, pop stars, or whatever it is that they did before because people don't take them seriously because of a side comment that they made. This is a reality TV show. It's all about the truth about you. Are you ready to deal with if it all goes wrong? If it was the worst case, would you still want to do it? Yeah, I know you would. So then you move on.
What do I hit? I need a drink.
Holy! And then number 10. This is how you get onto the show. This is the hardest part. The other bits were easy. Research, preparation, auditions, and a whole ton of luck. Google it. Find out what other people did to get on the show. Get in contact with them. Guaranteed somebody's blogged about it. Guaranteed they've all had experiences. Find somebody you liked on the show and chase them up. The odds are, after the clamour has died down months later, nobody calls them anymore. Nobody wants to know the truth. And as long as they're not bitter, but they enjoy the experience, the odds are you can get a real insight into every single stage of how the whole experience worked for them. Then it means you go in with your guns ready for those auditions. And as I said, there's a lot of luck.
marry me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm in love with you.
You're going home!
Hey, good job you swore on your children, you bitch!
I didn't swear on my children!
Yes, you did, and then you...
So now you've managed to get yourself on the show, how do you win it? Once you've got your head right and you've got on the show, every single show has a certain set of rules. Find out what they are now on Turbocharge Your Brand TV. First thing, what is the show all about? What do they want from you? Now, I know it looks like a talent show or a business show or a cookery show, but no, there is a business model behind it, and it's not just advertising and sponsorship. Think about it. What is American Idol about? Is it about getting a singer and making them a star? No, it's about reversing the situation that faced a record business for many years where they go out, try and sign bands, sign artists who self-destructed, weren't talented enough, couldn't produce a second album, but ended up with all their material in the bin. The music industry suffered big time for that. And let's face it, nowadays the amount of people copying material, the only real way to make money is to have an artist and to take them on tour doing live shows because people pay for tickets, merchandising and all those goodies. So Simon Cowell reverse engineered the music business. He was in it for many years. He created a system that made tons of the people he'd be looking for audition for him.
You are going to college.
Yes. Yeah. That really was not, it was very...
I could try to sing it one more try.
No, Tiffany. It's not about that.
I mean, to put it into horse racing terms, imagine 22 horses and a donkey. you just wouldn't stand a chance.
That is just so bad.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, it's a no.
But you don't know how many... I am nervous to be in front of you because I watch you on TV every week.
Well, that's the end of the relationship, isn't it?
No, it's not. I will prove to you I can sing.
Jessica, I can swim, but I am not going to win 10 Olympic medals
at the
Olympic Games. Never, ever in a million billion years going to win a show like this or become... Oh, no.
Can I sing something else?
That's it.
Next.
At every stage, they vet who's going to go through to the next stage, but they get the audience who's going to buy the end product to choose their favorite artist by watching the show all the way through and by voting. So his job then is not even to cherry pick the best of the artists, it's to see who the public votes for and sign them up on a management agreement. He knows that any album that comes out from that artist is going to sell millions because a million people, plus, around the world are watching the show and they want to buy the album. Genius. But every single show has its own business model. Work out what that is and then work to that. It's not about you. It's about them and it's about the system. When you know that, work the system.
Hi, guys.
I'm Ash.
I'm Ash.
I'm Ash.
Ooh, happy Christmas.
You too.
Okay, my question number one. Like the three wise men, I come from Persia and am full of Eastern promise. If we went on a date together, what exotic offering should I bring to make it memorable? And that goes to number one.
Number two, remember that TV is a ratings game. The show itself might not make any money. It might be sponsored, but it might also be a brand new show that only makes its money from advertising during that slot, that time slot. It is a ratings game. They want to find unusual, quirky characters that can do the thing properly, but also show their true personality within a certain amount. It is all about making as many people as possible watch the show. Bear that in mind. Are you exactly what they're looking for, even in a bad way? Good boy, bad boy, whatever it is, think in terms of the ratings, because that's exactly what the people who are putting you on TV will be thinking about as well.
Well, if you're from the Far East, and I'm from the North East, it definitely have to be the three S's. That's sun, sand, and a special curry and chips on the way home.
Number three, don't forget Google. Check out the reviews of the show. YouTube, use social media as much as possible to get in there and research everything you need to do. Also, use social media as part of your research. Maybe somebody can get you the contacts of the people who won. But you can also find out their names and, before you know it, catch up with them on LinkedIn or Facebook and start those conversations going. There may be a whole load of tweets that they put out during the show that you can read and get insights so you don't make the same mistake that they made.
Mass, it's Christmas, mass. Dave Carnival, even though it is the holiday. Will you be kissing under the mistletoe tonight? Don't tell us just yet. Here's our Graham with a quick reminder.
Number four, practice, practice, practice. If you're a singer or you're a chef or whatever it is that you do, make sure that you're at the top of your game. Even if you're rubbish at it and you're getting on it for comedy value, make sure that there's some credibility about it, because reality TV means that everyone's going to see you in that light. But also, practice your answers. People at home only get the edited version as a way of understanding who you truly are, so part of a parcel is not just about the talented bit, it's about the you bit. Imagine all the difficult questions you could be asked about your life, about your partnership, about if you fail and make yourself look stupid. You need to have answers ready to come out. I'm not saying fabricate everything, well yes I am saying fabricate everything, because whatever you put out, even if it's from the heart, it might not work, and you might look stupid, and you might find that there's a whole lot of people with different political, religious, or cultural views to you, who you might see in your comfort zone as being your friends and family, but outside of that, people don't like it. Think about the things you're going to say well in advance, and when you're ready, pull them out and use them.
Well, Maz, will you choose number one, the Blazing Inferno? One thing you can be sure of, date him and sparks would fly. Or perhaps you prefer number two, the Irish Joker. He'd like to take you into a dark room and give you a quick flash with his camera. Or how about Red Hot Poker number three? He thinks you'd make a good Salome. Sounds as if he's lost his head already. The decision is yours.
To say, I know it's difficult.
It's so hard.
And I've seen them. They're all gorgeous. No, 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 they're all beautiful. I wouldn't know which one to choose. Who are you going to go for?
Number one.
Number five, go with their flow. It's their show. They're the editors. They know exactly what they want to happen. They know exactly what they want from each of their participants, and it isn't to do their own thing and act like a prima donna. You're not a star yet. It's their program, and if you do something that's really weird and really far out, and they have a straight face, the audience at home will probably think you're a complete idiot. Or even worse, you'll blow your chances on the show, they'll cut it out, and nobody will know what you truly did. Go with the flow with their show. Stick within the parameters, but make sure you push them a little bit just so you stay interesting.
Here's number one. That was Dave from Cleveland. Come in, Dave. Oh, nice.
Santa's a good lad, isn't he? Santa's a good lad.
Santa, yes, yes. Santa's made your Christmas for you. And look at, you fit so well together. Where are you going on your date? Or make it a good one. You better make it a good one.
Can I choose?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Please. Oh, don't blame me.
No.
This little voice.
Not that one, not that. Oh, it's okay.
What does it say? You have to open it first. What's it say?
A date in Lapland.
I guess you are. But Lapland, fabulous, all that snow. You're off to Finland for a festive blind date. You'll take a snow scooter safari to visit the wild reindeer. Oh, it'll be wonderful. Then it's back to your five-star hotel where you'll be living literally in the lap of luxury.
Very nice.
It'll be a fabulous date. Pack your thermals and make sure you come your belly up and make sure you come back. Come back next week and tell us how you get
definitely.
On. Ladies and gentlemen, wish them well. It's Matt and Dave. Enjoy your day.
So what happened next? I bet you'd like to know. Right then, this is coming up in part two.
And you go.
That is what happens. Turbocharge your brand TV.